And you're listening to Pheasant Country 103. Now it's time for the Conservation Show, brought to you by Stilson Service. While you're hunting and fishing license and bait and ammo on the show this morning, we got Lori Skatson. How you doing there, Lori?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad until it started raining. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that put a damper on things?
It does. It does put a damper on things. Yeah. I don't want to say I'm sick of rain because you always want to be grateful for moisture in this country, but I'm sick of rain. I'm sick of it being kind of cold and icky. I always do this after a hard winter where I say I am not going to complain about it being hot, even though I usually end up complaining at some point about it being hot, But I'm like, I'm so ready for some hot, summery weather, and we just haven't had it yet.
Do you hate winter, too?
Well, meh. Winter's okay.
Okay, so people are probably wondering, what kind of weather do you like, then?
I like all kind of weather.
Okay.
All kinds of weather.
Okay.
But I just don't. I want summer to be hot. I want fall to be cool. I want winter to be cold and no snow. I want spring to be rainy and cool, and I want summer to be hot again.
I can't remember what year it was, but there was one winter I was working in North Dakota. There was not much snow on the ground at all. It was 50 to 60 degrees in the month of January.
Yeah,
but
that happens.
I can't remember what year it was, but
yeah, I don't remember either.
All right, so what are we going to talk about on the Conservation Show today?
Oh, we got lots of stuff to talk about. You know, I'll start with camping. I know that this weekend doesn't look great as far as weather goes. I think it's supposed to rain a little bit tomorrow again, and possibly Sunday, though I think the chances of rain Sunday are a lot less. But there are still campsites available at both Roy Lake and Fort Sisseton. There are tent sites. So if you're interested in camping or tenting, if you're interested in tenting, be sure and check that out. I tell this to people every time I'm on the show, I think, that if you want to go camping, don't just assume that everything is full. Because number one, everything's not full. And number two, almost every weekend we have a cancellation or two. I know last weekend we had a couple cancellations, and it was actually pretty nice last weekend.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to check that out. You can go online to the www.campsd.com, or you can call an 800 number, 1-800-710-2267. If you call the 800 number, they are going to charge you a $2 fee for using the phone. So it's cheaper if you can go online, if you've got the time to go online. But go online and check out some of the other parks around here. They might have some camping open.
Exactly. Now, with it maybe rain this weekend, might maybe get some cancellations, you know, and then
very possible. Almost, like I said, on a quote, normal, unquote, weekend, we get cancellations. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're talking about rain if we don't get some cancellations, too. What is it saying on rain? I see he got the...
It says, well, there's 80% today, 30% tomorrow, 60% Friday, 80% Friday nights, 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms likely on Saturday, and Saturday night, 30%. Then all of a sudden after that,
Sunday's supposed to be sunny.
Yeah, so it's going to dry all that stuff up.
All right, sounds good. So, you know, bring some DVDs and popcorn and lay around in the camper and watch TV and eat popcorn and enjoy your time off and get away from town and do something fun.
Exactly, or get the family together, right?
Yes. In between rain showers, you can make some s'mores and things like that. So don't be afraid to not come camping just because it's icky out.
Exactly.
No, or it might be. And there's chances of thunderstorms and chances of rain, but it's not necessarily going to rain all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My husband would say it was, but but it's not necessarily going to do that.
Exactly. No, you said no for cancellations. The best time to go online is Friday. At what time?
I would say even like this afternoon, evening, because people, a lot of times people make their decision on Thursday. You know, they're trying to figure out if they should go or not. Or anytime on Friday, Friday morning, Friday early afternoon, that's when things get canceled.
Yep.
So just kind of periodically check the website and see what might have come up. But yeah, because I know, like I said, almost every weekend we get a cancellation or two.
Yeah, because always something comes up.
Well, you know, grandma gets sick or a kid has to play baseball that you didn't realize was going to have to play baseball. The trailer's got a flat tire and you don't have any place to go get it fixed. Or the refrigerator quits in the camper. You know, there's just all kinds of different things that come up. People make these reservations 3 months ago and you don't know what's going to happen 3 months from now as far as your life goes.
Exactly.
So stuff comes up, you know, the truck breaks down and things like that. So yeah, so don't be afraid to. And I'm not even just talking about Pickerel. I'm talking about any campground. If you want to go to the river or you want to go down to Lewis and Clark or something like that, don't be afraid to check those websites periodically in Thursday afternoon and Friday because, again, you know, if you're willing to just get up and take off, there might possibly be a campsite open.
Okay.
So it doesn't hurt to check.
Exactly. So if anybody wants to camp now, has your place out of Pickerel been full every weekend then? Or?
We've pretty much been full every weekend. Again, you know, it's been kind of nice because the cancellations that we have had, they have filled up, so people are checking it. So, again, it doesn't hurt to check it. But I know one weekend, when was that? Must have been, well, I don't think it was Memorial Day. Maybe it was that weekend after Memorial Day. We had like 5 or 6 cancellations, and I was like, oh, man, we're not going to fill up. And then, like, the next day, they were all filled up. So it happens. So it's going to be fine. Also, I've got a bunch of Fort Sisseton stuff to talk about. We were talking before the program about the fact that the Smithsonian exhibit is, this is the last week.
Yep.
And for the Smithsonian exhibit, and dag nabbit, I thought I did print it off. Yay. Okay. So the Smithsonian exhibit is done June 23rd, which is Sunday. Yep. Sunday, June 23rd. And so the fort is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Every day during the summer. So at 6 p.m. on the 23rd, the Smithsonian exhibit is done. They have to pack it up. They'll be packing it up like Monday and Tuesday, and they have to mail it back to the Smithsonian on Wednesday. So just be aware of that. It's been very popular. They've had like 20 different school groups came through it, anywhere from first graders to high school kids. There have been some 4-H groups and church groups and adult groups. It's really been, people have really enjoyed the exhibit, I think, and have been pleased with it. They're hoping to bring to the fort in 2021 a new exhibit called To Understand Something as Complex. To Understand. I'm going to just read this because I don't know what this means. We are hoping to bring to the fort in 2021 a new exhibit called To Understand Something as Complex as the American Experience of War in Iraq and Afghanistan. It is useful to listen to many perspectives. The 100 Faces exhibition shows a cross-section of Americans who went to these wars between 2001 and 2014, Each person met the artist and was asked to say something about themselves. They could say whatever they wanted. The statement they provided and their bio represent that moment in their personal history. So again, with the fort being a historical military fort, it looks like what Allie's trying to do with that is talk about some more recent history, military history, which would be the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think this would be really, really interesting because we probably all know somebody who went there or has been there or somebody's brother that went or somebody's, you know, cousin or uncle that went. So I think this might be really, really interesting because there hasn't been, you know, there's been like, you know, obviously, like World War II, there was all kinds of information on that, and the Korean War and World War I and Vietnam and Korea. But this particular war really hasn't had a lot of press as far as what actually happened.
Exactly.
So that sounds like it'd be really interesting. So that's 2021. So not next year, but the year after, she's planning on doing something like that. So that'll be fun. So very, very, very interesting. This girl's always thinking. And you and I have talked about that before, Seth.
I tell you what, she does a phenomenal job.
She does a phenomenal job. Yep.
Just really, and then you gotta think the one that she works with out there. That,
oh, yeah.
Always corrects us all the time, too, right?
Yes, Delaine.
Great ton of listeners.
Delaine does a phenomenal job, too. Yes, definitely. So, anyway, some things that are happening this weekend. Come out and see the exhibit. But there's also, at 2 o'clock on Sunday, there is a book discussion. The book is called Hell on Wheels. And those are settlements that sprang up as the Transcontinental Railroad went through Nebraska and Wyoming. I don't know, there was a TV show on one of the stations. My kids really liked it, and it was about the Transcontinental Railroad going through, and then the settlements that cropped up as the people who were building the railroad came through the areas. And they had like legitimate businesses, but they also had gamblers and land speculators, prostitutes, thugs, things like that. So it's kind of an interesting book. You don't necessarily have to have read the book to come to the book discussion. If you want to come to the book discussion and hear what the book was about, and then you can always read it afterwards if you had an opportunity to read the book, and you definitely want to go to the book discussion. I went to the last one, which was on Irina's children, and it was very interesting. The book discussion was very interesting because she was a woman during World War II who saved thousands of children from the ghetto in Warsaw, and just the whole, oh my gosh, it's beyond our comprehension what these people had to go through, was really, really, really interesting. So if you get a chance to read the Irina's Children or the Hell on Wheels book, all the books have been really interesting, because then I also read the Beneath the Same Stars book. I didn't read that in time to do the book discussion, but I did read that book too. And that was really, really interesting. So anyway, so the Smithsonian exhibit is done on Sunday, so you want to check that out. And then on Sunday afternoon at 2, they're having the book discussion. On Saturday at 9:30, they're having a lantern and ghost tour, which, of course, those are very popular. The lantern tours are very, very cool to go to. They have you get to walk around the fort with a lantern that. So, like, all the electricity's out in the buildings, and you walk through the buildings holding lanterns. So you see it from, a totally different perspective than you see it when you're there during the day. Very, very, very scary. Yeah. And then they talk about the different ghosts that are supposed to be at the fort.
And don't get frightened just by hearing that.
Yeah, which are also very, very scary.
Yep.
So I'm not. I unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know. I believe in ghosts. So they're kind of freaky.
One event that I'm probably interested about is the talent show that's coming up there. Is that coming up on July 5th?
Yep, July 5th at 5:30 p.m. They're going to have a talent show. There aren't going to be any formal auditions. All talent is expected to be clean and family-oriented. If you check in at the fort at 5 p.m. on July 5th, there are four categories for participation. There's ages 6 and under, ages 7 to 11, ages 12 to 16, and ages 17 and up. And if there are people that are like different ages, you know, say you have like some kids singing and some of them are 6 and some of them are 13, then the fort staff will decide which category they go into. The acts are limited to 5 minutes or less. So if you're singing a song or you're playing a piano piece or you're reciting something, remember that it's 5 minutes or less. They are going to have three judges that will determine the winner in each category, and there will be prizes for first place. So all the themes have to be, remember that the themes have to be family friendly, because it is any act that contains profanity, sexual language, suggestive themes, violence, is disrespectful, or something like that, they'll be disqualified. They will be judged on preparedness, stage presence, quality, and appropriateness, content, and language. So there will be a lot of people there, and it's 4th of July. So 4th of July, it's like an all-American family, you know, event. So just be aware of that. But mm-hmm. they're going to be doing several different things. And let me look at one more thing here on it. So they will have prizes. They'll have up to 20 acts in the various age groups. So if there's four age groups, that'd be 5 acts in each age group. They're going to have concessions there if you want concessions, or you can bring a picnic supper. It starts at 5:30. If you want to be in the talent show itself, you want to be there by 5. You want to bring a lawn chair and a blanket. It's going to be on the parade grounds, that big area in the middle. And if you want to apply or you want more information, you can either call 448-5474 or you can go online on, you can check it out on Facebook, or you can go to the gfp.sd.gov site. Okay. Park entrance license is required, so you do need to have a park entrance license. The park entrance license is either $30 for the year or $6 for the day. But that is July 5th. Now, July 5th is a Friday, and so it would be Friday evening at 5:30 is when it'll start, and they're going to have four acts in the following categories. So anyway, so 6 and under, 7 to 11, 12 to 16, 17 and up. So if you have a talent, don't be afraid to check into this. It will definitely be fun. We have a tendency to make everything at Fort Sisseton fun. So it'll be a lot of fun. And make sure it's 5 minutes or less. And there will be three judges. And prizes will be awarded for first place. So.
Okay, so what about for deadlines for entries for it? Is it
that's a good question.
I got it here
yep,
for you.
Yep.
Go for it.
Okay. Aren't you proud of me?
Yep.
All applications are due no later than June 28th at 4 p.m. That's what I got. What do you have?
Melissa, I got it on the Facebook page. It says entries must be in by July 1st.
Okay. That's funny. Okay. All right. Let's say July 1st.
Okay.
July 1st by 4 p.m.
Delaney, you can correct us on that.
Good point. If Rachel, Delaney knows, she can text
she
us.
She will correct
us.
Should we take a break?
Yes, please.
All right. You're listening to the Conservation Show with Brock DeVise, Stilson Service. I have more of the show coming up for you right this year on Pheasant Country 103. And welcome back. You're listening to Pheasant Country 103. Also listening to the Conservation Show brought to you by Stilson Service. While you're hunting and fishing license and bait and ammo on the show this morning, we got Lori Skadson from Pickerel, right?
Yep, Pickerel. That's me. I'm from Pickerel. Yeah!
Is there anybody ever got to give you a nickname out there? Just call you Lori. Lori.
Nobody gives me a nickname.
Okay.
Don't even think about
it. I know you
it.
Probably see Kevin Oster out there quite a bit,
I
don't
do
you?
See Kevin Oster out there quite a bit. Yep. He comes camping a lot.
Does he help you out there a little bit, too?
No.
No. You should put him work when you put him out there. He's
well,
used to working pretty
our,
hard.
Our goal is to make him a campground host someday when he retires. So then I'll put him to work.
We might as well. He's always out there.
Yep. I agree. We've had several campground hosts who were people that just were always out there, so we just turn them into campground hosts. Glenn and Mary Leek, who are also from Lidgerwood, they came camping all the time, and then when they retired, we made them campground hosts. So yep, it happens.
Okay.
We're ready.
So what are you going to talk about this segment then?
Okay, so I want to go through the talent show one more time. So the talent show is Friday, July 5th at 5:30 at Fort Sisseton. A park entrance license is required. It's going to be out in the parade ground, so you're going to want to bring a lawn chair and a blanket or something to sit on. They are going to have, you can bring a picnic. They are going to have on-site concessions, but if you want to bring a picnic, you're sure welcome to bring a picnic. If you want more information on it, you can go to facebook.com/ Fort Sisseton, or the gfp.sd.gov website, or call 448-5474. If you would like to be in the talent show, we would love to have you be in the talent show. We're accepting applications for these four age groups, 6 and under, 7 to 11, 12 to 16, and 17 on up. If you have people that are in multiple age groups, the Fort staff will kind of determine which age group they're going to put you in, depending on how many you have in what age group. You want to be there by 5 o'clock if you're going to be one of the acts, and your act is limited to 5 minutes or less. There are going to be three judges, and they are going to grade on preparedness, stage presence, quality, and then the appropriateness, content, and language. So it's going to be a family-friendly, we want it like clean kind of thing. So if you have a talent, if you tell jokes, if you sing or dance or play the piano or something like that, then you're gonna want to do this because it's going to be a lot of fun. If you are interested in being an act, you want to contact them, and there's kind of a little application thing that they have, and it's mostly so they know who's all going to be there and who's all going to be doing stuff, and if you need like some special equipment or things like that to do your act. But the applications are on the website or on the Facebook page. There's a link to the applications, and then you're going to want to have those in by July 1st, 4 p.m., so they have an idea how many acts that they have and where to put them and that kind of thing, because you might not want the dancers right after the dog act or something. I'm sure that there's criteria there. Don't know what it is. It's not my job.
So you got it's kind of like you can take a pet out there too, then, huh?
Right. Oh yeah, you can bring your pets along as long as they're on a leash.
Okay. So there you have it. Hub open on the talent. Hub on the talent show. Can you bring the dog to the talent show? Or?
Well, if your dog is the talent, if your dog is talented, you can bring your dog out there and show dog tricks. But yeah.
Call them first, though.
But yeah, call, go online, the gfp.sd.gov or Facebook / Fort Sisseton or 448-5474.
Like I said, Ellie has a lot of stuff going on out there.
She has a lot of stuff going on. And we were just discussing this morning that it's almost the end of June, which kind of depresses me a little bit because, again, it's been like cold and kind of rainy, and I want some summer weather. I know tomorrow is the first day of summer, so hopefully we'll start getting some summer weather. But so when we get into July, then we have the Northern Fort Playhouse starts. And the Northern Fort Playhouse runs the weekends of July 12th, July 19th, and July 26th. So those three weekends have the Northern Fort Playhouse. They're doing two musicals this year. Usually they do like a comedy, and then they do a musical, but they're actually doing two musicals this year. One of the musicals is called Daddy Long Legs, and it's kind of a Cinderella story about a young lady who finds a rich guy to marry or something like that. And it was a movie back in the 50s with Fred Astaire, which I was just like, I thought I'd seen every Fred Astaire movie, so I'm going to have to check that out. It was actually made before I was born, so I guess there's a chance I missed it. But my mom was a huge Fred Astaire fan, so whenever there were Fred Astaire movies on TV, we always had to watch them when I was a kid. So I thought I might possibly have seen this, but it's kind of a comedy / musical called Daddy Long Legs. And then the other musical is Shout, and it incorporates the music of the 1960s, and then there's a lot of dancing and a lot of fashions from the 60s. So that might be kind of cool. And then I feel like somebody's texting me. Oh. Okay, Delaine says that they do want him in by the 28th.
Okay.
So fix that on the Facebook page, people.
Okay.
Because they want the talent show applications by June 28th at 4 p.m.
What did I tell you? She was going to correct us.
That she was going to correct us. Thank you, Delaine. So it's supposed to be June 28th, and it says on the Facebook page July 1st. So somebody get on that.
Okay. Okay.
Fix it. Anyway, okay, fine. So then, like I said, they're having two plays, Daddy Long Legs, which is a musical that Fred Astaire was in. So I imagine there's some dancing because Fred Astaire was like a big dancer guy. And then Shout, music of the 1960s. Once again, I'll bet there's some dancing because that was back when like the twist and all that stuff was going on. So that would be fun. And they are July 12th is a Friday night, the 19th is a Friday night, and the 26th is a Friday night. On the Friday nights, they do kind of a wine and cheese thing with the musical, and it's a free will offering. And then on Saturday nights, which would be the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th, it's a dinner theater. And you don't have to do the dinner theater. You can just come for the play. But if you want to come for dinner and do the dinner theater thing, you're sure welcome to do that. The dinner theater, if you want the dinner plus the play, it's $30. If you want to just come to the play, adults are $13 and youth are $7. And don't ask me what age youth are because I didn't look. But I would think like 12 and under or something like that, or 7. You can get tickets by going on their website, which is the www.northernfortplayhouse, all one word, .com. You can, and then on there they have a phone number you can call to either get tickets or you can buy tickets online. You don't have to. You can also just show up that night and pay for a spot. Every once in a while they're full, but they'll find some more chairs if some people come that they're full. They will still find room for you if you show up. So if it's like Friday night or a Saturday night and you're kind of bored and you're thinking, hey, let's go to the play. Yeah, come to the play. They'll find you a spot. So once again, park entrance licenses are required. The Northern Fort Playhouse does have a thing where if you want to purchase your own park entrance license, you're sure welcome to the $30 for the year or the $6 for the day. If you don't, then they will mark it down, and then they will purchase it for you if you don't want to buy it yourself. We're very, 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 very excited about this. They're hoping that by the time the Northern Fort Playhouse comes and starts their plays, we're hoping to have air conditioning in the South Barracks.
Okay.
Sometimes the South Barracks, I've actually been to plays where you're just sitting there just sweltering. And you know, it's a stone building, so you would think that it would stay cool. But just like when stone buildings get cool, they stay cool. When stone buildings get hot, they stay hot. So we're very excited. We don't expect it. It's not going to like make it 68 degrees in there, but if it's 70, 75 degrees in there and it's 100 degrees outside, it's still going to be much, much better than it's been. So I know the guys were going to try and start working on that this week. I'm not sure if they've started or not, but I know that that the goal is to have the air conditioning in and running by the time that the plays start.
Okay. Should we take a break?
Yes.
All right. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Game Fish and Park Show, brought to you by Stilson Service. For your hunting and fishing license and bait and ammo, more of the show coming up for you. We're at this here on Pheasant Country 103. And you're listening to Pheasant Country 103, also listening to the Conservation Show, brought to you by Stilson Service. For all your hunting and fishing license and bait and ammo, on the show this morning, we got Lori Skansen.
Yep.
Did the rain stop? Maybe that's why you're gone, because it's cloudy out.
Oh, that's it. I've got seasonal attitude disorder or whatever it's called, SAD.
Oh, okay.
I'm sick of clouds. We were talking about running and not running. Now I'm going to tell a quick story. Several years ago, there was a car accident by my place, and I was out getting the grill started to grill some food because it was summertime, and one of my kids was home, and I heard the car accident. I didn't see it, but I heard it because there were, you know, cars crashing and things like that. And so I ran across the yard to go and see what it was about. And then, of course, I saw this accident, so I was running to see the accident. And one of my kids comes running up and like runs past me because, of course, he's younger and in much better shape than me. And so he got to the car accident before I did. Anyway, later I was like, because everybody else was inside, and I said, so how did you know to run out and come to this accident? And he said, I saw you running across the yard, and I thought to myself, Mom doesn't run, so there must be something wrong. So he went out to check it out and saw the car accident. And the people were okay. Everything was fine. I mean, their cars were destroyed, but they were all fine. But it was kind of funny because he was like, there goes Mom running across the yard. Wait a minute. Mom doesn't run. There must be something wrong. So he came out to see what was wrong because he knew something had to be wrong.
Well, you can put it this way, Laura. That's probably the fastest you ever run.
That is about probably the fastest I've ever run. Yep. And I had to, like, stop and breathe After I got there and realized everybody was okay, then I was doing the whole thing because I'm not used to running. So that was kind of funny. I just wanted to make a couple more points about the Northern Fort Playhouse. On Saturday, July 20th, after the play, they're going to have another lantern and ghost tour at 9:30 at the fort. And I know that they did this last year a couple times, and it was very popular because a lot of the people that come for the play will stay and do the tour, too. And it was kind of fun to have them there. And then on Friday, July 26th, they're also going to have a lantern and ghost tour after the play. So come for the play Friday night. Come and have wine and cheese. Give them a nice donation for the wine and cheese. Stay for the play. And then go on the lantern and ghost tour on the 26th. And then on Saturday night, come for the dinner, stay for the play, and then go on the lantern and ghost tour on July 20th after the play. So those are just a couple other things that are coming up in July. I can't believe it's going to be July already. July 13th at 2 p.m., they're going to do a history of writing and calligraphy class. So that'll be kind of fun, but I'll be talking about that again when we have another, when we do another radio show, because it's kind of in the middle of July. But I also wanted to talk about fishing. I know I am a parks person, and the wildlife guys have been coming on, and I'm sure they've been talking about fishing and things too, but I have been talking to the people in the parks and like the campers and the other visitors. And the fishing has been pretty fabulous pretty much everywhere right now. So I know it's kind of rainy right now, but if it gets to be nice and you have the weekend off, you might want to try fishing at one of the area lakes, because I know I talked to a guy 2 days ago, 3 days ago, who had been fishing on Wabay Lake. And they caught their limit in walleye, and there were like four or five guys, and they were like nice size ones. And then I talked to a guy a couple days ago, and he was catching crappie, but he would not tell me where, which I thought was kind of adorable. So I don't know which lake he was, but excuse me. But just to be aware, in Day County, we get like a outdoor report every week that talks about fishing and hunting when it's hunting seasons. So I'll just kind of read these to you for Day County and Marshall County anyway. Blue Dog, fishing success has slowed down, but they're still catching a few walleye. Rush Lake, they've been catching some nice walleye, but they've been having trouble finding good numbers, so you might get one or two nice walleye. Wabay, the fishing has been really good. People catching white bass, walleye, and northern pike. And Bitter Lake, they've been catching white bass and walleyes. So be aware of that. It does have a little note here on the Day County one to park responsibly and don't park along highways or on private property. One thing with Wabay Lake, you know, flooding so many areas, it's kind of hard for sometimes people to find a place to park. Marshall County, Opitz, walleye are being caught in the evenings from shore, so you don't even need a boat. Go shore fishing. Take a kid and go fishing this weekend. Boat anglers are finding walleye near the main lake in the timbered points. Cattail, a few nice walleye and nice bass being caught. Roy Lake, decent walleye and bass bite in the evenings near main lake points and shallow bays. Clear Lake has been slow, a few walleye and bass being caught. South Buffalo, anglers are catching a few bass and the occasional nice bluegill, which is kind of a fun fish. And White Lake, a few walleye have been being caught, but overall kind of slow. I know also, like Hazleton, they've been catching some fish and some places like that. Enemy Swim, we go to church at Enemy Swim, and last Sunday when we went to church, there was, I'll bet you there were a dozen pickups with trailers in the parking area of the access area there. So I'm assuming they're catching some fish. And historically, Enemy Swim is more of a panfish lake. So if you're looking for panfish, like the bluegills, perch, that kind of thing, Enemy Swim's a good lake. So go out and try it. I've said this like 100 times too. I feel like I repeat myself every time I come. But you know, a bad day of fishing is still better than a good day at work. So, you know, take a kid, go out, try a little fishing. If you catch something, everybody will be excited and happy. If you don't catch something, well, you got to sit in a boat or sit on the shore and just veg out a little bit and not think about anything and maybe have kind of an interesting conversation with a kid. So it's still going to be a good day.
Yeah, so don't let the rain scare you away. Bring yourself a chair.
There you go.
Umbrella.
Umbrella. Oh, my gosh. Get one of those umbrellas that attaches to the chair.
Ooh.
For you and everybody in your family.
Now, where can you pick something up at that?
I have no idea.
Maybe Dave Stilson can get that.
Maybe he does. Or he'd know where to get it if he doesn't.
Yep, so don't let the rains scare you away. Like I said, just get yourself a chair. Like Lori said, do some shoreline fishing. And, yeah, it's, you know, they're talking maybe some rain this weekend. So, yeah. There's all your stuff in a nutshell right there.
Yeah. I mean, between fishing and checking to see if there's any campsites open and stopping in and seeing the Smithsonian. If it's raining, go to the Smithsonian exhibit at Fort Sisseton if you're in the area and you want something to do. And then go across to Cattail Kettle and throw a line in and see if you catch anything. And so there's lots and lots and lots of things to do. Get outside. It has been, and I realize it's kind of rainy now, but like this week, the evenings have been so nice. We don't have like a big garden or anything, but we've just been like putzing in the yard, till like 9 o'clock at night every night this week, because it's just been too nice to go inside. We get to spend all winter inside, take this opportunity to spend some time outside and, go goof off a little bit and have some fun.
Exactly. There's a lot of parents that got them kids that just want them to get outside, get them in the outdoors, too.
Right. Get them outside. Let them run around. Take them out to the fort and have them run back and forth and about five times at the parade grounds. And then they'll sleep really good that night.
And if you're a pickerel, maybe you can have a race with Lori.
Don't do that.
No.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you'd win.
I wouldn't say that. I put money down on you.
You're funny. That would
you might have to tickle the kid or somebody to probably win the race, but you do a phenomenal job out there, and like I said, if you see Kevin, put him to work.
Okay, I can put Kevin to work.
He's probably listening.
Quite possibly. I know he listens to the show every once in a while, so it's possible.
Wait till he sees me next time, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, that sounds good. So how can people reach out to you there, Lori?
Okay, if they need to get a hold of me, they can call 605-486-4753. Do not be afraid to leave a message. If you need to get a hold of Fort Sisseton, it's 605-448-5474. Or if you need to get a hold of Roy Lake, it's 605-448-5701. And with all three of the parks, you know, this time of year we're in and out and out and about. So once again, don't be afraid to leave a message. We will get back to you. So thank you.
All right, that sounds good. That's Lori Skansen with the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. That's going to wrap up the Conservation Show. It's brought to you by Stilson's Service.